USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just hours until the last Democratic White House candidates debate before the Iowa caucuses, and there's a continuing spat between two top candidates, Democratic hopeful Elizabeth Warren, standing by reports that rival Bernie Sanders once told her and has since told his staffers that a woman couldn't beat President Trump. Warren says the topic first came up in December of 2018 when the two met to discuss the next presidential election.
I was disappointed to hear that Bernie is sending his volunteers out to try and shoot. Bernie knows me and has known me for a long time.
Sanders calls Warren's claims ludicrous. It looks like the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump could start soon. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will meet with Democrats this morning to discuss sending the two articles of impeachment over to the Senate. The House voted to impeach him last month. And this is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
LSU is king after beating Clemson 42-25 in the college football playoff national championship game in New Orleans last night. Quarterback Joe Burrow, the Heisman Trophy winner, passing for 463 yards and five touchdowns and running for a score. But he notes it did take a while to get the team going.
Couldn't figure out where they were blitzing from all night. We had great play calls, great coaching staff. I mean, this was a long time coming. Kind of speechless right now. This was fun.
Former Dallas Cowboys QB Tony Romo reportedly has an offer to become the highest-paid sportscaster ever. Sources say ESPN's offering him $14 million a year to leave CBS and make the move to Monday Night Football. A controversial bill in New Jersey concerning vaccinations is being scrapped for now. The measure would have banned religious exemptions to vaccines required for kids to go to public schools. But a vote on the bill was canceled yesterday after it failed to get enough support to pass. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Queen of England agreeing to a transition period as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle leave as full-time royal family members. In a statement from Buckingham Palace, Queen Elizabeth says the family had very constructive conversations yesterday and they're entirely supportive of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. The Queen adding that the family would have preferred they remain full-time members, but they also understand their wish to live a more independent life. The palace statement also made clear that Harry and Meghan do not want to be reliant on public funds in their new lives. American voters are divided over the killing of a top Iranian general. A new Quinnipiac poll shows 45% say it was the right action, 41% say it was the wrong way to go, but 45% say Qassem Soleimani's death has made Americans less safe. A majority of voters in the poll don't think tensions between the U.S. and Iran will lead to war, though. The survey also found that nearly two-thirds would be against the U.S. going to war with that Middle East country. And Tom Hanks has been nominated for his first Oscar in almost 20 years for his performance of Fred Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Hanks' last Oscar nom came from the 2001 Oscars, nominated but not winning for Best Actor in a Leading Role for Castaway. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.